we're going to be investing more than $1 million in additional annual funding, targeting improvement to access to core and specialized mental health and addiction services for children and youth in Northwestern Ontario. This, for me, is an incredibly important piece to our roadmap to wellness, because the funding is going to help the region reduce wait lists and address the extensive wait times for services across the entire region, especially as a result of COVID-19 and the impact that it's had on people's mental health. But for us, one of the things that when we developed the roadmap to wellness, it was developed prior to the pandemic, never anticipating the pandemic, and announced a week before the pandemic. But what we recognized was that there was a complete systemic failure in how mental health was addressed in the province. And by that, I mean that it was very difficult to access services. It was what existed was very fragmented. There was really no continuum of care in the province. And as a result of that, we worked really hard and spent a lot of time talking to stakeholders, talking to people with lived experience, families, service providers, and we discovered that a lot of work needed to be done to develop a plan that was focused first and foremost on the needs of specific groups within the community. And by that, I mean age-appropriate services for individuals, culturally sensitive services. So Indigenous populations needed to have services that were specific and would be useful to them. And then we needed to develop a step care model and a continuum of care that had a hub and spoke effect, so that we could build the centers, especially in the north, that would allow for services to be delivered in the surrounding communities. And we started making investments to do all of those things. So for instance, in the north, we invested $201,000 in annualized funding to Firefly to support a range of core services offered. And these were like for brief services, counseling and therapy. $428,000 for community-based child, youth, and family services agencies and to provide, again, core mental health and addiction services. And this was for lived-in treatment and Indigenous core-like services as well. $320,000 for Children's Center Thunder Bay to enhance services. $61,000 to Sioux Lookout First Nations Health Authority. And then $1.5 million, which was recently announced, to CHAMPS, the Child and Adolescent Multidisciplinary Psychiatry Services, to basically ensure that we hired 6 psychiatrists that would develop a system-wide response to complex mental health and addictions challenges in the region through a partnership with the local hospitals. So these are to the local community-based services and the hospitals, so that we had more support that were culturally appropriate for Indigenous children and youth. And then, of course, the money that was invested through CAPS program as well. Again, the investments that we're making are investments to ensure that there is a continuum of care that's culturally appropriate, that's age appropriate, and that's as close as possible to where individuals live, so that we're providing them services where and when they need them and looking after their mental health and of course, any addiction issues that we've encountered as well.
So this new funding is going to specific programs?
It's going to specific programs. It's going to expand supports and services so that we can reduce the wait times. The big concern always is that when someone has, especially when we deal with youth, when a person is diagnosed or assessed with a mental health issue, the quicker we give them the supports they need, the better the outcome will be. And that includes, you know, providing the sources, the resources as close to home as possible, so we reduce the travel times, and again, we'll be able to better follow up with the individual. So the supports that we're putting in place are to do just that, to provide the opportunity for individuals to have the support they need as close as possible to home. And of course, children and youth are vulnerable. They also grow up to adults, and we know that 70% of the mental health and addictions issues we face as adults in our society, and that's actually how many, 70% of all the mental health issues started in child, youth, and adolescence. So if we address the issues then, we will substantially reduce the needs for supports in the adult populations later on in life. So these are extremely important strategic investments to ensure that there is access and a continuum of care for the kids, especially in the Northwest that's been really left behind from the standpoint of having supports and services.
Anything else, Michael?
I am looking forward to coming up there and visiting everyone. I miss the North because of COVID-19, but it's been important that we've had the lockdown because the numbers are being driven down dramatically. So I want to say thank you to everyone for following the rules that were put in place. And, you know, things will open up. And while we are all different degrees suffering from mental health issues that because of isolation, depression, and anxiety, things are brightening up. We have the rest of the summer ahead of us to start getting our lives back to as normal as possible. And I look forward to coming up there and enjoying some of the beautiful scenery and being with the wonderful people up there sometime before the winter comes back. But I want to say thank you to everyone for continuing to be so supportive and doing the right thing and staying safe and keeping our community safe. We're coming through this, and it won't be long that we'll be able to enjoy many of the activities that we used to enjoy before. So thank you.
I know you have a busy schedule, so thank you very much for taking time out to speak with us today.
My pleasure.